I miss my dad. My mom and me had to move after he left us, and it feels like my life is over forever.
You know, God has a way of using difficult times for something better in the future. Happy Sunday, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Building a fire is great for warmth and light. But afterwards, what's left is a big pile of ashes. Now, you might think they're useless, but ask anyone who gardens and they'll tell you those ashes help plants grow strong and healthy. And sometimes our lives are like that too. The pain of challenging times seems pointless, but God allows those difficult moments to make you stronger and to teach you to trust Him. Romans 5, 3 and 4 says, "We also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope." And now for our story. It's called Useful Ashes. Josiah sat in front of the wood stove, soaking up the warmth and staring at the flickering flames. It was very cold outside, and he was happy his grandpa kept the fire going. He and his mom had just made the long trip north from Virginia after his dad left them. Josiah missed his dad, and he missed his friends. "Time to empty the ash pan," Grandpa announced as he came into the den. "What?" asked Josiah, who had been lost in his thoughts. "The ash pan," said Grandpa. "When the wood burns, it leaves behind some ash that collects in a pan at the bottom of the stove. Every few days, I have to empty it." Grandpa put on large gloves and used a special shovel to scoop the ashes from the pan into a bucket. Josiah peered into the bucket. It was filled with light gray flakes and dust. "That looks messy," he said. "What do you do with all that useless stuff?"
"Useless?" Grandpa shook his head. "It's not useless to me. Let me show you something."
Grandpa pulled a scrapbook off the shelf and flipped it open. It was filled with photos of roses and blue ribbons.
"This is my blue ribbon rose book," he said proudly.
"You won all those?" asked Josiah. "Wow!"
"Sure did," replied Grandpa. "Do you want to know my secret?"
Josiah nodded eagerly.
"Ashes," said Grandpa.
"No way," said Josiah in disbelief. Grandpa nodded. "Wood ash contains lots of nutrients that my rose bushes need. Every spring, I spread an inch around the base of each shrub. It helps my plants produce prize-winning blooms."
Grandpa looked at Josiah. "You know," he continued, "I know someone else who likes to make beauty from ashes."
Grandpa paused and pointed heavenward. "God can take something that seems pretty useless and use it to make something wonderful. I know you miss your dad and aren't thrilled to be here, but Jesus can use even the hard things in our life for good. He used what seemed like the worst thing of all, his death on a cross, to bring us the wonderful gift of eternal life with him. If we keep our eyes open, I'm sure we'll see him make something beautiful from your situation as well."
So how about you? Does your life seem to be filled with useless ashes right now? Is it hard for you to see how God could make it better? Well, don't be discouraged. God loves you very much, so much that he sent his son Jesus to die for you, and he promises to do good things in your life. Pray and ask him to help you, and then trust him to take the difficult situation you're going through and bring something beautiful out of it. Our key verse is Romans 8:28.
"And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him."
And our key thought for Sunday: God can use hard things for good.
Hey, thanks for taking the time to listen to Keys for Kids today. I'm Zach. I'll catch you right back here tomorrow.